Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Simple Facts of Life Radio, where we hold certain truths to be self-evident. No, I guess most people do that. But I've noticed that different people seem to hold different things to be self-evident truths. Now, Thomas Jefferson said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Of course, Joe Biden said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created by you know the thing. It's here on Simple Facts of Life Radio. We hold that it's self-evident, personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability are the foundations for a successful society. But then there are some other people with some other ideas about what constitutes a self-evident truth. And therein lies the crux of today's discussion. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from not too far outside of Portland, Oregon, where some people seem to hold it to be self-evident that it's just fine to wear a mask and beat up people you disagree with. If you want to tell us what your idea of a self-evident truth is, the number here is 949-272-9588. Okay, well, since last I was on here, I guess the biggest news, I mean, other than like the never-ending saga of COVID-19, but the big thing that came out, oh, a little less than a week ago, was that the Department of Justice decided to drop all charges against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. So he's done with it. Now, of course, you may recall that General Flynn had pled guilty to lying to the FBI or something. Now, you may be wondering, what does any of this have to do with self-evident truths? Well, the whole Flynn story got me to thinking about things I'd noticed over the last few years and how it got me to thinking about all of this stuff. And see, that's where it comes down to. People on different ends of the political spectrum reacted to the news about Flynn and his dismissal of his case in some very different and very predictable ways. Now, those of us on our side of this political spectrum, and I guess that's our side as most of the people who would be listening to this show, we saw it as pretty self-evident that justice has finally been served. An innocent man has been vindicated. He was set up. It was all a plot. And now justice has finally been served. But immediately when this news came out, I, of course, you know, doing the hard work for the rest of you, I looked to see what some people on the other side were saying about it. And it was pretty predictable. To them, it seemed pretty, this was just more evidence of the truth, which is so self-evident that it really doesn't need any more evidence. But hey, there it is. This is what's happening. The Department of Justice has become totally politicized. They will do anything to protect the president. They will subvert justice. I mean, how could they not see that? I mean, after all, this guy had pled guilty. I mean, that should have been the end of it. Lock him up. Do whatever it is you're going to do. He's obviously guilty. He wouldn't have said he was guilty if he wasn't guilty. Now, of course, all of us who, you know, haven't spent our entire lives under a rock realize, you know, that it doesn't always work that way. You know, there's the whole plea bargains are just part of the way things work. They're actually an important part because trying people, sending them to jail, it's all expensive. It takes a lot of time, money. So, hey, well, you know, we're going to charge you with first-degree murder, but how about if you just plead guilty to jaywalking, pay a $47 fine, and we'll just let it go at that. Or we can just charge you, drag you through court, never convict you on it, but it'll cost you a lot more than $47 to, you know, beat the charge, so let's do it that way. Happens all the time. So the fact that somebody pleads guilty to something doesn't necessarily mean they were guilty. But, okay, I talked about the differing views, how people saw the dismissal of charges against Flynn. Now, either of these views could seem quite valid, depending on your starting point. So, for my starting point today, I think I'm going to talk about starting points. And my starting point for my discussion about starting points is going to be something I learned many, many decades ago in high school. I think it was algebra class. Now, I might add, I don't remember too much about algebra class because, just between you and me, I really sucked at algebra. Just never quite, you know, I go back to like quoting Jefferson and things like that because I was always more interested in history and geography and that sort of thing. Algebra just never really did it for me. But I do remember a few things about algebra class, or was it geometry? One of those things I sucked at. But it started out with some things called axioms. In mathematics, you know, algebra, an axiom was a self-evident truth. something that we just, if you wanted to proceed logically, you had to start somewhere. So we'll start with something that requires no further proof. You know, like, I think what was axiom number one in algebra, like A equals A. Yeah, that seems pretty self-evident. Now you can take it a step farther. Plus B equals B plus A. That's an axiom. And seems pretty obvious. Now you go to another. Next axiom was something like A times B equals B times A. Okay. You know, now for me, you know, as I've often, well, from time to time I've mentioned around here, I'm not burdened with the ability to think like a normal human being. So actually that particular axiom just never seemed all that self-evident to me because, yeah, I know in every case I can think of, B times A equals A times B, but does it always have to be? But since I don't think like a normal human being, I tend to think more in the abstracts and visual than I do in words and numbers. And somewhere along the line, I visualized a rectangle. And if you take like two stacks of three blocks, you have six blocks. And if you turn it on its side, you have three stacks of two blocks. And you have six. And then it all made sense. And I can say, okay, A times B equals B times A. And we'll take that as an axiom. We need no further proof of that. So you have to have some kind of axiom as a starting point for any type of logic. I mean, one of the most famous mathematicians in history, but also a generalized philosopher and maybe smart guy, was René Descartes. His famous axiom, I think, therefore I am. We can start from that and move forward on a logical progression of whatever it is. But this is where it comes down. What is self-evident to one person is not necessarily self-evident to somebody else. I mean, we consider where I started out, I talked about Thomas Jefferson. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. God, you know the thing. But it should be equally self-evident that all men are not created equal, depending on how you define equal. I mean, some of us are taller, some of us are shorter. It's not exactly equal. Some of us are born with some really strong genes, very healthy. Some of us spend our whole lives sickly. We're not all equal, but that's not what Jefferson was talking about, of course. He was talking about we're all born with equal rights. We all have the same right to take our unequal situation and to do the best we can to pursue happiness. That's what Jefferson was talking about. And yes, in American tradition, that seems to be a pretty self-evident truth. But, you know, like I said earlier, I was more into history than I was mathematics. And I seem to recall that back in Jefferson's time, maybe a little before, maybe a little after, there were a lot of people, in fact, maybe most people, did not hold that to be a self-evident truth. They held exactly the opposite to be self-evident. All men are not created equal. All men are not created with equal rights. There was this idea, philosophy, or something called the divine right of kings. If someone was the king, they weren't equal to you. They had the right to be the king because God had decided when he created that person as the oldest son of the king, he was born a prince, and God chose him to be the next king. So therefore, he had a right. God wanted me to be the king, then I would have been the firstborn son of the king. That was a very common, that was just totally self-evident to a whole lot of people back in the day. So, extrapolated truth, what you want to, where you want to take your, what seems self-evident depends on the axioms that you start out with. And that's a simple fact of life, which brings us back to how the left views the case of General Flynn. You have to ask, what is self-evident to the people on the left? What are their axioms? Well, I guess we can start out with axiom number one, orange man bad. I guess when we take it to that point, we really don't even need an axiom number two. I mean, for the left, that about covers everything. But, well, I guess we can't just have one axiom. We have, if we're going to have a logical progression, we need a couple more. So let's go with axiom number two. Bad people do bad things. Now, of course, in case of bad orange man, he only does bad things. Let's throw in one more axiom right now. Bad things are only done by bad people. So that kind of explains why Obama never did anything bad, according to the left. Anything he did was fine because Obama was a good guy. So those are some of the axioms that the left looks at. So when I saw how the left reported on, reacted to, and the reporting on from the left media about the Flynn case, the algebraic logic of the whole situation became pretty clear to me. And it really clarified the pattern that I've seen in everything the left says about President Trump, except that it's not algebraic logic, it's circular logic. You take, you know, axioms one and two, Trump is bad. Therefore, what he did was bad. What Trump did was bad. So, therefore, Trump is bad. Since Trump is bad, therefore what he did is bad. Since what Trump does is bad, therefore Trump is bad. And I could go on this circle all day. Got about 10 minutes left here. I could just keep in that circle for the next 10 minutes. Probably be only slightly more boring than what I'm going to talk about. But nonetheless, I'll just stop here and throw in the well-known leftist axiom number four. The ends justify the means, which, of course, according to leftist algebraic logic, it was perfectly logical to railroad General Flynn. You know, refer to Axioms 1, 2, and 3. And then we get to, say, the case of Joe Biden, for instance. I mean, Joe Biden is a good guy. According to Axiom 2, only bad people do bad things. So, it doesn't matter, you know, that Joe Biden was accused of some bad things. They can't possibly be true because Axiom number 2 says only bad people do bad things. And so, you know, as opposed to Kavanaugh, similar sorts of accusations, but since Axiom number 1, Orange Man bad, and since Orange Man is bad, his appointment of Kavanaugh was bad because bad people only do bad things. And since Kavanaugh was appointed by Trump, then his appointment must have been a bad thing, which would make him a bad person. And since bad people do bad things, well, the accusations against Kavanaugh must be true because he was accused of something bad, which he obviously did something bad because bad people do bad things. It's all very algebraic. And that's what we're seeing. Biden, good guy, couldn't do anything bad. Now, in the last few days, we've also heard the case, the acting director of national intelligence, whatever it is, Richard Grenell, is declassifying a lot of documents about testimony before Adam Schiff's committee. And he said he was going to release them, so Schiff had to release them. And it shows that Schiff and a lot of other people were all lying. They got on CNN and MSNBC. They said one thing because they were paid to say it, but under penalty of perjury, they said a lot of different things, which they hoped would never come out. Adam Schiff tried his best to make sure they never came out, but now they're out. Doesn't matter now, does it? I mean, the bad news is, I mean, I can't, you know, my predictions for the future, my record on such is pretty bad, but I'm going to predict that Adam Schiff gets reelected to his seat in Congress from Los Angeles because, you know, axiom number 3, bad things are only done by bad people. And since Adam Schiff is trying to get Trump, who is a bad person, axiom number 1, who does bad things, axiom number 2, therefore Adam Schiff must be a good guy. He must be doing something good. And, you know, if things aren't working out, oh well, doesn't matter. He's a good guy. He can't be held accountable because it is logically impossible for him to have done anything bad. Yeah. See, if you believe the left's axioms, then everything they do is logical. But on the other hand, if you happen to have a functional brain cell and you don't believe, then you can recognize circular logic when you see it. And that's the simple fact of life for today. Before I go too far, I'm almost out of time here. I'd like to say hi to Tim Tapp, who I guess will be joining the chat room. I guess he'll be coming up in about 35 minutes from right now here on Blog Talk Radio. And an old friend of the show, Stephen from Michigan, I see, is on the switchboard. So So welcome to you guys. You know, a few other little things. I saw something, I guess this morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the guy that a lot of people seem to love to hate. He testified before the Senate today. Now, this guy is, I don't know, sort of goes by the conservative version of the leftist axioms. They don't like him because he was appointed by Obama. I've always tried to be a little more fair than that to him, or even to Obama for that, because I don't believe the axioms, at least as the left goes. Obama could do bad things. He could do good things. I don't, you know, he did get Osama bin Laden. I never faulted him for that. But the point is, the fact that Fauci was appointed by Obama doesn't mean he's a good guy or a bad guy. But the left has been constantly trying to play up any kind of perceived division between Dr. Fauci and the president. And, well, that was brought up in his Senate testimony. The Democrats in the committee tried to get him, you know, to say that there was discord. And, well, a few weeks ago I brought this point up, and I mentioned what I would have liked, what I would like to hear Dr. Fauci say. And you know what? What I read, it seems like he actually said exactly what I wanted him to say. Oh, maybe he's a fan of this show. Not likely. We just deal with things logically. But I said he should just say unequivocally that his job is to look at things from a medical perspective and make those recommendations to the president based on his medical perspective. But the president has a lot of other things, and that's that he has to consider. He hears advice on all facets of the issue. And that's what Dr. Fauci said today. So good for him there. And I don't know, let me... got about 1 minute left here. I want to bring up one little thing I saw yesterday, which goes into the whole axioms I was talking about earlier. The Mexican government is wanting the United States to issue an apology for the Fast and Furious operation. Yes, even though then Attorney General Holder just got up and lied in front of Congress, was held in contempt of Congress, nothing happened to him because you know the axioms. Obama was a good guy. Holder being appointed by Obama must have been a good thing because only bad people do bad things. So what Holder did in committing what I have described as an act of war against the nation of Mexico by supplying weapons to gangs that were fighting the government of Mexico, that wasn't a bad thing. Mexican government is still waiting for an apology. Well, I don't think they should hold their breath. And I am about out of time. So, till next time.